Chapter 21 of John. This chapter makes good claim to be part of John's Gospel. It portrays the Church's primary responsibility until Christ returns, that is, evangelism and pastoral care. What impresses is the authority given to the figure who stands on the shore. It is he who makes successful fishing possible. For otherwise, Peter and the sons of Zebedee, skillful and expert fishermen, have nothing to show for their night's labour. All Christian believers owe their salvation to the call of Christ, just as the Lord knows all his sheep by name, like any good shepherd. Also, it is he to whom the flock belongs, and not Peter. Pointedly, Jesus commands Peter to feed and tend his sheep and his lambs. If Peter has excellent qualifications as a pastor, it is because he knows from bitter experience his own weakness and failure. No one is set to care for the Lord's people who does not know his own fragility, his own temptations, his own dangers. Nor will our love for the Lord be sufficient until we have learned his love for us, his endless patience and long-suffering, and his grace toward us. And this is precisely the qualification that Peter had. Another thing in chapter 21, which is, I think, important, Peter is not portrayed here as John's superior. Several writers have pointed this out, such as Alistair Campbell in, quote, "The Story We Live By," unquote, Bible Reading Fellowship 2004. Note, it is John who stands by Christ at the cross. It is John to whom Peter looks for information about the betrayer in chapter 13. It is John who is the first to see the significance of the grave clothes, chapter 20, verse 8. It is John who recognizes the figure by the shore as the Lord Jesus, 21:7. Not that aligning our own positions as championing one apostle over another is any more sensible than the rivalries of the immature Christians in Corinth, 1 Corinthians 1:10. With all their recognizable differences, all the apostles serve the same Christ and the same gospel. Finally, looking back on this second part of John, namely chapters 12 to 21, a recognizable pattern or structure emerges. It follows that master sentence from chapter 20, "As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." Please note, the second half of that sentence is intimately connected to the first. They stand together. In chapters 12, 18, and 19, Jesus finishes the work the Father gave him to do, as Lamb of God taking away the sin of the world, and as Sovereign Lord overcoming and dethroning the Prince of Darkness. In chapters 13 to 17 and 20 to 21, the same Lord Jesus commissions his disciple apostles to proclaim this victory in the power of the Spirit, in particular through evangelism and pastoral care. It is in this way a people is called out of this world for the sake of the name. Echoes of the Exodus here and the commission of the great I am that I am to Moses. Thus the new creation, the new world, exemplified in a measure in part one of John, comes into being to be completed at the close of the age. And just as Father and Son are one, so their mission in John's Gospel is one. And therefore, I feel like saying, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.